Iowa's Best Country Kicks 101.1. Karen Dixon, Bird in a Cage, Karen.
Yes.
This song is about your marriage, your your former marriage.
Yes.
The father of your children. What does he think about this song? I had to ask for that. I'm sorry. It was just like, wow.
Well, I think that at first, you know, obviously no one wants to have a song written about them that's in a negative light. But it had to be done because I don't know if he's never really formally vocalized. And one time he said, like, stop writing songs about me. But I'm like, listen, like, this is the way I process. This is my therapy. This is how I have to. I can't not. And, you know, everyone makes mistakes in their life. And I have kids and I'm not ever about to go and, you know, bash anyone. That's not my mission on this journey. But, you know, he did a lot of things throughout our life that in our marriage that was really, really damaging and hurtful. And I think that I'm hoping that, I don't know, maybe hearing some of this truth come out, like he'll reflect and not do that again. But I can't say he's probably happy about it, but also, like, it's really sad to live a life like that, that you think all these things are normal while you're in it. And then once you realize that it's definitely not normal to have to, like, live through something like this. And there's things that I don't talk about publicly that were just really abusive and damaging,
sure.
You know? So I think anyone that can, if you can take away anything from the song and the message, what I'm doing is, like, if you are living your life in fear every morning and you are crying every single night and the person that you're with is not listening to you and supporting you in what you need and you're not able to support them back, then it's not supposed to be, you know, and it's better. It's my kids now are just like, Mom, you're, like, so happy and bubbly. Like, and I was sad all the time, you know? Mm-hmm. So yeah, I mean, to answer your question, he's probably not thrilled about it, but I think he's probably coming to terms with understanding that our lives are the way they are. And we're trying really hard to be as amicable as possible with the kids.
Sure. Absolutely.
And that's the best way to go about it, right?
Yeah. You know,
just so they're happy, and that's all that matters.
That's all that matters. Yeah. All right. More with Karen Dixon in just a few moments. Doris Day's Country Cafe today, brought to you by Isle of Green Garden Center. Open Monday through Saturday. Actually, they're open every day of the week now. Follow Isle of Green on Facebook for hours, updates, and inspirations. Get growing today.
Isle of
Midland and drinking problem at Kix 101.1. Karen is in the studio with me, Karen Dixon. Karen, I got to ask of all, first of all, I have never seen Karen spelled this way before. Caryn.
Yeah.
Is that your real name?
It's my real name since birth. My parents, very creative.
Boy, I'll say.
Yeah. I think it's like an Irish or Gaelic kind of spelling.
Oh.
I'm pretty sure there's some history. I mean, I'm Irish with my my red hair and all that stays true to my heritage. I think it's a unique spelling, but I'm glad they did it that way.
Yeah.
You know, it gives me a little different.
Oh, for sure, yeah. Now, you're one of seven, did you say?
Seven, yes. We're all homeschooled, too, so one big musical family.
My goodness. Oh, so your mom and dad are musical, too?
My dad's not. My dad listened to a lot of country. Like, growing up, I listened to all the classics with him.
Okay.
My mom did write, like, a lot, and she wrote songs. And I think she had a cut by an artist over in Europe at one point in time.
So. Cool.
Yeah, but she passed on her writing genes to me.
That's... Wow, that is very cool, Karen.
Yeah.
So you're going to sing a song for us?
Yeah, I'm going to sing Accidental Cowgirl. It came out today, so I figured it would be a good celebration of the song's release day.
I like that. I like that a lot. Karen Dixon on Kix 101.1. Take it away, Karen.
She knows she'll get away with it. Feels it in her blood. Makes her way down the old train tracks, leaves her boots stuck in the mud. She whistles while she's walking, looks down when she's talking. Hides her face with her black rim hat, knows she can't do no wrong. But she won't back down, she won't. She's an accidental cowgirl, she answers to no one. She wasn't always like that, but they gave her a loaded gun. She grabbed a hold of her old bootstrap, pulled herself out of the mud. She's an accidental cowgirl and she's out to have her fun. Well, she won't back down, she won't take no for an answer. Let her guard come down. She cuts through town in a pretty pink dress that hat fits like a crown. Finger on the trigger, this shotgun queen don't miss. She rides in on her tall pale horse, drops a wink and blows a kiss. She won't back down, she won't. She's an accidental cowgirl, she answers to no one. She wasn't always like that, but they gave her a loaded gun. She grabbed a hold of her old bootstrap, pulled herself out of the mud. She's an accidental cowgirl and she's out to have her fun. She won't back down, she won't. She won't back down, she won't. She won't back down, she won't. Oh, she won't back down, she won't. She's an accidental cowgirl, she answers to no one. She wasn't always like that, but they gave her a loaded gun. Yeah, she grabbed a hold of her old bootstrap, pulled herself out of the mud. She's an accidental cowgirl, and she's out to have her fun. She's an accidental cowgirl. Well, she won't back down, she won't. She won't back down, she won't. Well, she won't back down, she won't. Oh, she won't back down, she won't.
All right, Carolyn Dixon.
Woo!
Accidental cowgirl.
Thank you.
Are you an accidental cowgirl?
I am, because I accidentally stumbled back into country.
You're originally from where?
Pennsylvania.
Oh my gosh, you managed to get down to Nashville. Yep. Is that where you live now? Or you're
well, we live both. We have a house in both places.
Okay.
Every Tuesday, I drive one way or another. So one week in Nashville, one week in Pennsylvania. Unless I'm touring, then the kids just come with us and we zip all over to wherever we're going.
How old are the kids?
14 and almost 12.
So. Names?
Andy and Alex.
Andy and Alex.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And, they're my buds. And Andy and Alex love being with mom?
Oh, they do. Yes. I'm blessed. They are like such cool kids and they just, I don't know, we just all just hang out. We do things. They love to fish and outdoor things. My oldest isn't really into sneakers right now.
Yeah.
So, yeah, we have a good time together. And like I said earlier, I'm going to the UK on tour and they're so bummed they can't come this
they're
time.
Not coming. Well.
But next year maybe.
Yeah, you know? Maybe next year.
I need
year.
To get my feet over there first
right.
and learn. I think like there's trains, like you don't really drive. Like it's all just like, I don't know.
I don't know.
It's going to be fun. I want to go to Ireland. I was like, right next to Ireland.
And you, there must be a way you can like hop a train or something.
I think there's like a something to, yeah, we'll try to make that happen.
Something like that.
Yeah.
For sure. Karen, thank you so much for your time today.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
So much fun. I really enjoyed it. And have safe travels back to Nashville.
Thank
and
you.
Look forward to hearing more from you. If people want to find you on socials, where are you at, Karen?
I'm pretty much everywhere. Karen Dixon Music, CarynDixon.
Yeah.
But yeah, I'm on all the platforms, like literally everywhere you can find me that way.
Now you have an EP coming out in June. What's the name of that?
Yep. It's called Accidental Cowgirl. So this was the title track that dropped today, which is streaming everywhere. And yeah, it's a fun 6-song EP and we had a blast making it.
So. Look forward to hearing it for sure. Karen Dixon on Kix 101.1.